Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Open lines. We're going to go back with Drew, who was talking about a Sasquatch story, possibly. They were there was a red moon, a white moon, and echoes. Is that about right, Drew? Am I right on that?
Yeah. You got to stick with this story because okay. I don't really know how to describe it, but what you'll end up with is a very good, true, authentic description of how it is to be, actually be in the presence of like a 10 to 12 foot Sasquatch for several minutes. And so basically I'm going to start from the back to the front in the detail. Actually, you'll get to know Bigfoot if I describe it right. But what
All
happened
good.
Was we were camping. We were unaware of a wildfire that was going on. We didn't know about it. And we were being curious kids, like marching around in the forest. And all the best way I can say is Bigfoot saved us from the wildfire. Is what happened in the end. And then there's lots of detail, like as we left the camp, we just abandoned the camp, left tents and everything. I was present with this Sasquatch for several minutes where it was like kind of like a, I had to like show it through bodily gestures, that kind of communication. And it was like almost telepathic. And I and everybody else, it corralled us as a group because we didn't know. And then they all took off back to the camp, and I just decided to be the crazy guy and keep going. And then I got turned around, too, at some point. And then it was pacing with me through the forest. And it was, I always can say it's very graceful and big and kind of just had, like, this kind of radar on me and eyes. And I got into this clearing, like, past my car, and it confronted me, but it stayed in the darkness. And I was taught by an old forest ranger that there are spooky things out there, and just you don't want to look at them because you'll be visually scarred for life. And so I chose not to look at this thing, but it stood up right up about 20 feet from me, and I rolled up into like a fetal ball, like right in the middle of the road. And it reached up like about 20 feet up into, and it broke like a huge branch, like about as big as my thigh. And just snapped it, no problem, just showed its presence, and it was no question. And so
Drew, I got a quick question. I want you to keep going, but I have a quick question. You said it was about the size of your thigh. So are you a really thin guy, or more?
No, I'm like a 200-pound, 6-foot-tall guy.
I had to figure that. Okay. That was a good question then. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Six, eight inches diameter. The kind of branch that like cracks where it echoes,
The
rack. And it was like shocking, like into your, like makes your hair stand up. And you're like, okay, I don't want anything to do with this thing. And I showed it that, and we somehow like connected. And it knew that I was not a threat, and it was trying to like turn us away, like get us out of there. And so in the end, I mean, I spent about 20 minutes sitting there, like trying to show it that, and it just sat there and stared at me and was like, And I finally got the courage to creep off the road over to a tree and started to hug the tree to show it, you know, communicate like this weird way. And then it kind of, I felt the tension kind of come down, and then I just turned my back and just walked, and I got just over this little hill where I was out of sight, and I hit a straight sprint right through the woods back to the campground. I said, dude, you guys. And then all the guys hid because they heard me storming through the forest. And they go, we have to go. There's something going on. And when we got back, so we bailed, got to the Jeep, turned it on, and turned on the radio immediately. And then we learned on all the radio networks, they're like, Aubrey Hill fire ablaze. All the roads are shut down. So all the roads were shut down, disconnecting us from town. And we needed gas and all that stuff. So we had to 4x through more stuff to get to Highway 97. And in that time, we saw all the wildlife scattering all the way through all the lands. We saw a lot of ranch animals. We saw a horse that was trying to play chicken with our car, trying to like run directly into it, bleeding with those metal things they put in their mouth, you know, where they attach them. And it ripped itself out of it, ripping all its teeth out, and is bleeding, jumping down the highway.
Oh my gosh.
And we were just in shock. Yeah. So the whole forest was ablaze, and all the wildlife, including Sasquatch, which rounded our camp up and directed us right out of camp. And we're so thankful.
Yeah. Wow. Did you go back and give thanks like that and say, hey, thank you?
Yeah. We went back about 2 days later to collect our tent and stuff in the daytime. And, you know, we said thanks. And this is a really special spot, you know, Little Colthus Lake and Deschutes National Forest. And there's a lot of caves and stuff around there. You know.
So you said you looked at it straight up. Would it, right? You didn't look at it in its eyes, though, right?
No. It was really covert. So it was like right where it knew I couldn't really see it. And I was kind of showing that I really didn't want to see it. But
right. I know.
I was being like a gentle creature back to it kind of thing, you know. And I was just like respecting it. And I didn't really understand what it was trying to do. It showed dominance. It showed a lot of weird things that I've never experienced before. And I really believe that it was telling me things telepathically. And basically to turn around and go get your kids and get the hell out of here. And we didn't know why until we actually like did that and got to the car and turned on the radio to find out that there is a fire. Mm-hmm. And then proceeded to experience a lot of weird wildlife behavior from then on.
Very interesting. So, and you said, was it a ranger or somebody said, don't ever look in the eyes? Why?
Yeah. One of my friends is, his dad's like one of the top forest rangers for the U.S. National Forest Service. And he'd experienced a lot of like hermits and stuff, he calls them, in the forest, like way out in the really just out there stuff. Hmm. And he's like, so you will be affected for the rest of your life if you actually look at them in the eye and stuff, because they're like, they're on just like another crazy, you know,
like another realm or something. It's another, different.
Another realm. And they just have no human contact. They, you know, I mean, and looking at the Sasquatch with all his senses, probably like eight or whatever. We call them ninjas of the forest because, you know, that's their backyard. Like, you know, you go to your bathroom at night, you know, your lights are off, you know, your way around your house. That's how they are in the forest. You know, they can hear everything. Every little vibration that's happening, and they can sense it all. They can walk around there like I call them really graceful and big and silent. And I think they're friendly myself.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to pick up some more from Mike Green, what was going on over in Alaska. It sounds like sometimes in different areas, I think it may be even an individual thing or maybe their own little tribe or something. I think they just have their own personalities. And some people think there's different kinds where some are more primitive than others. I don't know. But thank you for your call. Good stuff. Oh, great story. I absolutely believe you.
They have a highway route. And down here in Central Oregon, especially where we have a lot of cascade lava flows and lava tubes and stuff, you know, I think that they do hibernate down in these caves, these lava tubes, and I think those are their some of their sacred territories.
Excellent. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Being back from Kentucky too, Mammoth Caves, all that stuff around there. I still think, you know, maybe that's like their ways in and getting away, but that's like the long hallway to whatever the door is. It was interesting what Mike Green earlier was talking about with the White Mountain and going I guess the younger guy going in to like the Pearl Walls or something like that. That's like, whoa, what's that? And I didn't get to ask him about, you know, lights in the sky, different sparkles and different things like that, because that's what I see around them all the time. I don't know what's what. We experienced some stuff on this last time I was out, just last week, still recovering from it. It was like, was that Sasquatch or was that something else? Different feet. Different little footprints, more cone shaped from the bottom going out to the toes, like they would be kind of a web, like frog feet. Somebody had also said that. Wow. Anyway, can't give away all your secrets of all the things that you see and where and why and all that, but I don't know what that is.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
First-time caller Brian, open lines continue from New Hampshire. Welcome, Brian. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Good. So my story is I live in Nelson, New Hampshire. So that's like in the woods. I have 5 acres of land. And when I first moved there about a year ago, I heard this really incredibly loud scream. Like you could hear this thing from like a mile away at least. And I've heard it 3 times now. I don't know what it is. I just hear it every once in a great while now. So the other thing I was going to tell you about is, I don't know if you've ever seen the movies Slough Hampshire.
I don't think so.
So that's supposed to be based on a true story. And there's two videos that they did. They're movies that, you know, movie studios made up. But so they say in the beginning of the movie, they're based on true stories. And there was these four college students from Manchester, New Hampshire, that were going up to Montreal to go to a club up there and just party. And they broke down on the way up. And this is what the movie's about. And these four guys, like, kind of kidnapped them, but two of them got away. And then once they got away and they were in the woods, these animal people live in the woods, and they captured them and tied them in trees. And, you know, I don't know if this is real or what it is, but it's just like the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And if you really go on the real estate pages on the internet, all the real estate in those areas up there by the Canadian border in New Hampshire, all of those properties are for sale.
Ooh, good deals?
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the houses, like in Berlin and Stewartstown and Colebrook. It's in really, really low prices. And, you know, we're talking about 20 acres of land, beautiful log cabin house, probably $150,000.
Wow. Well, you know that there's going to be a lot of Bigfooters that are going to go, I like that. I like that. Well, have you ever gone out when you heard that roar? Did you ever go out and investigate, or did you just like lock the door secretly and turn out the lights?
Here's the thing with my house. It's in the woods. There's no street lights. The only light that's on my street is my front porch light. So if I go outside, what I did to my house is I took down the electric lights and I replaced them with solar LED motion activated lights all around my house. So anything comes near my house, my whole house is going to light up. So I've gone out there to try to record this. And, you know, of course, it stops, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, and sometimes when you put that stuff out all the time, nothing will ever happen again. So, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. You know, hearing things like that outside, those roars, if you've never heard them, oh, man. The rest of the world that just laughs about this kind of thing, which is ridiculous to me, they're just not out there doing it. But those of you that listen here, I mean, you know, and if you've never heard them before up close, it's such a difference from hearing it from afar. You always, you know, a lot of people will have, hey, I got a recording of something. They'll bring it to you and you listen to it. You're all excited. And it's like, you know, like 20 miles away or something, and a train's in between it, and horses and dogs and a little cat even meow right in between all of that 20 miles. And you're like, what, where is it? Where? I don't hear it. But when you've been out there, you know, not just hearing it from something recorded, but you're out there live and you hear it yards away from you. Oh, my goodness. I've heard that. And I didn't hear the roar. It was more of conversation to another one. I don't know how. I mean, they just have a lot of, you know, lung there, obviously, because it just went on and on and on and on, and different syllables and like colors and shapes. And you know, this is what I saw as it was happening. You know how we have syllables. It was kind of like syllables, but it was very different on the second syllable, third, and there was like 80 of them before it was finished. And it was amazing. And then the other one answered it. It was unreal. And it was right there. He was like, oh my gosh, this is true. It's right there. And I got a shot of the backside of it. It was amazing. The roar when they're like, rawr, that's a whole different thing. I've never heard that. Don't want to, because that sounds like it's a little bit in a different mood that I want to be around when that happens. So amazing stuff. It is out there. It is real. And I hope we find out what they are for real and have the conversation. The last time I was out, that's what I was looking to do in the day. I was talking to him. I want to see in the day. That's when I'm ready to look you in the eyes. And people get on me. I've said for a long time, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to look him in the eyes yet. You got to be ready for that, because you can't turn back. And you know, man, I look deep into people's eyes and souls. So I know that it's going to be rough or tough or different.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.